We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there. Chuck's the name. Chuck Edwards. Say, how is you guys abroad on the old dancing gig? You know, the waltz, the quick step, the tango. Not to mention the frog, the shrug, and the bug. Me and Michael, we is pretty good at tripping the old white fantastic. Well, she goes on to be for wearing my cap on the dance floor. I don't know. So it gives me confidence. Besides, I can put it down over my ears at times. Some of them discos is very loud. You can't hear yourself think. Now, the genius Kowalski, he is what you might say useless at that sort of thing. He don't know his left from his right. Ask him which hand is the left, and he'll say it's the one he changes gear with. Which is why he never manages to find himself a thing when he comes dancing with us. Michael says his feet's too big anyways. You know, there is times when the joy can become very trying. Like the time when he wanted the three of us to dance together. Yeah, kind of case of who does what with which and to whom, if he knows what I mean. And then sometimes he decides to dance all by himself. Trouble is, he says, the conversation while he's dancing gets very one-sided. Anyways, dancing and such is the subject of tonight's Megillah. We was yakking down on the rank one morning. Did I say we? I means he.
And I was dancing with this dame, see, and I says to her, gee, I likes dancing a tango with you. And she says to me, you do? It might be better if you realize the band is playing the world.
No kidding.
Yeah, when the dance finished, she gave me one on a kisser.
What for?
She said I'd ruined her evening on account of her feet was not used to being crushed by a steam hammer.
The trouble with you, Kowalski, you got two left feet.
I have? Then how comes my shoes fits me okay?
Merely a figure of speech.
Now, careful, Chuck. You's inclining to confuse me.
What I is trying to say is you lacks coordination.
I don't. Gee, is that bad? Could I take something for it, maybe?
Yeah, you could. Maybe, of course, with a hedge ringer.
I somehow get the impression you's quietly trying to extract the Mickey.
Me? Make fun of my pal? Never. I does perhaps insult you now and again.
Oh, no, you can't insult me. I's too ignorant.
Yeah, you got a point there.
So, reverting to the subject heretofore, oh, taking into account all the exigencies of the situation, I has come to the final conclusion that I has to enlist the benefit of your superior knowledge of the whole cabezas, bearing in mind that you are inclined to be extremely proficient in this particular field.
Come again?
I want you to teach me how to dance.
What? Knucklehead, is you out of your skull? I ain't no teacher, and if I was, I'd be fighting a losing battle with you.
So what does you advise?
I advises you to drop the whole subject. Change the course of the conversation, will you?
Is that your final word?
Yep. Change the subject.
A large amount of weather has happened lately.
Calling Cap 13. Coming, Chuck?
Hi there, sugar. Oh, boy, am I glad to hear yous.
Don't tell me. You've got Apex Ted with you.
Yeah, bending my ear as usual.
What's it this time? Is he going to run for president?
No, he wants to be a champion ballroom dancer.
Derision, always derision. As you finish, Mike.
No. Red Sylvester Kowalski, the original slow man.
Yeah, only he's slow all the time.
You may laugh and you may chat, but he who laughs too much all the time. You'll see.
Oh, speaking of dancing reminds me. You ain't forgot tonight, has you? We're going to the bar, the ballroom. They have a swell dance there. It starts at 8.
Yeah, sure thing, honey.
Geez, we're going to a dance tonight, Mike. Gee, that's great. Swell.
When I mentioned the white week, I was referring to me and Chuck.
You mean you was inclining towards not taking me along?
Well, once you got it right.
He's going to leave me all on my own.
You heard the lady.
Gee, what am I going to do all by myself?
Watch the TV with the sound off like you always does.
It's times like this when you find out who your pals are.
And you ain't going to get round just by saying that. Pick me up around 7, Chuck.
Okay, sweetie pie. See ya. Guys and broads, I have to admit, I felt sorry for the poor Jake. But like I said, there is times when he gets too much for us. Anyways, I picks up Michael around 7, and we go for a couple of quick snorts at Bruno's before the dance. Genius is sitting in the apartment watching the TV. Yeah, that's right, with the sound off. Then the phone rings.
Hello.
Is that E76143?
I don't know. Hold on a minute. I'll look at the phone. Yeah, how about that? You're right.
Oh, good. Because you have been selected from thousands of other phone numbers.
I have? Gee.
You are indeed very fortunate. We have selected you because we know you will take advantage of your good fortune.
I will?
If you don't, you'll be very disappointed. We are giving you 2 free lessons at the Kelly Dance Studios commencing tonight. We start sharp at 8. Shall we see you here? Remember, 2 free lessons.
Gee, free dancing lessons.
It's always fun time at Kelly's. Do come. We'd love to see you.
Gee.
And you can meet all sorts of nice people here. Will you come? It won't cost you a cent.
Gee.
We always have nice parties at Kelly's.
Gee.
Well, are you coming or not? I haven't got all day.
Yeah. Thanks, yeah.
Good. We look forward to seeing you, Mr. Rim.
Red Kowalski.
Okay, Red. My name's Fanny Dango. Let's start as we always do here by using first names. All right, Red? You can call me Fan.
Gee, Fan Dango.
Don't be late. Bye.
Fan Dango. I was going to learn dancing. The dames will be queuing up for me. Huh, that'll show Edwards and Smedley who's the clever one.
Good evening. Can I help you? Have you come to join us?
I'm Red Kowalski.
And I am Freddy Frug.
I was just phoned. Oh. A lady called Fan Dango told me to come here for some dancing lessons.
Oh, Fan. Yes, of course. Let me introduce you to the instructress. Fan.
Yeah, baby. What's cooking?
This is. What did you say your name was?
Red Kowalski.
Oh, yeah, Red. This is Fan Dango.
Gee, Fan Dango. Gee, you're pretty. Okay, shoot the chassis to me, lassie.
He's all yours, Fan. I always knew that telephone jazz was dangerous.
Okay, Red. Come through to the studio. Now, lesson 1. The hole. Okay, hold me.
Gee, but I only just met you.
Put your right hand in the small of my back. No, that's the back of my neck.
Well, you see, you're kind on the short side. Should I maybe lift you up?
No. Just move your hand down slightly. All right, you've got it. Now, take my hand in yours. No, the other one, the left. Use your left.
Certainly not. I wouldn't dream of hitting a lady, especially as pretty as you.
Oh, no. It's going to be one of those nights. All right. Like this. Right?
Yeah.
You got it. You have mastered the hold. Hold me a little tighter. All right. You got the hold right. Now, push your left foot out. Right. Now follow through with the right. Good. Now, keep going. Oh, almost got it that time. Just remember, you can't put both feet forward at the same time. Well, at least we made 2 steps already.
Hello, Fan. Hey, Mr. Manifold, how do you?
Hello, Duke. Oh, Red, this is Sam Duke, known as Duke.
Hi, Duke. Say, is you any good at this ballroom dancing?
Nope, can't dance a step, but I sure like to hold him while I does it. We only ever had barn dancing where I come from, good old Texas. Come on, Fan, let's get moving.
Go find someone else.
Oh, yeah, wise guy, huh? You know what we give wise guys in Texas? This.
Yeah. You know what we give wise guys in New York?
Yeah, this.
Gee, that was a swell time we had tonight, Chuck.
Yeah, you was right, honey.
Say, I wonder where the genius has got to.
Oh, Pepsi went out for a beer.
Nah, we got beer in the icebox. Say, how about one more before I take you home, huh?
Okay, just one.
Sure. Okay, sugar, I'll get it. Yeah, Edwards?
Is that Mr. Chuck Edwards?
Yeah.
This is the Kelly Dance Studios. We'd like you to come and fetch your friend, Kowalski.
Kelly Dance Studio? Fetch? What's the matter? Can't he come home by himself?
No, I'm afraid not. He can't see. He's got two beautiful black eyes.
Oh, no. Kowalski, here's another nice mess you got yourself into. Guys and broads, there is times when I think that Kowalski is a first-class pathological case. I mean, I ask you, with tears in my eyes. We leaves him watching the TV with the sound off. We gets back to the apartment, and what's happened? He winds up in a fight at some crummy dance studio. How about that? You know, it's getting so that we should have to take him with us wherever we goes. And that ain't funny. Say, what happens to him while I is indulging in my regulation smooch? Anyways, we fetches him from the studio, and we puts a couple of stakes on his eyes, and we gets him to bed. Comes the morning, he's like a dog with two tails. You think he might have just had a soup son of remorse? Not him, he's full of the joys.
Slow, quick, slow, slow. Slow, quick, slow. Slow, quick, slow, slow. Slow, quick, slow. Now it's reversed. Not to the right. He puts your left foot out and he turns about. I could keep this up all night.
All right, already. Cool it, will you?
Gee, Chuck, you should have seen this name, Fandango.
Fandango? What kind of name is that?
It's the most beautiful name. Huh? It conjures up the most exotic thoughts. When I hear that name, I think immediately Eastern splendor, harems, the Arabian Nights, the Sheik's Palace, curry and rice.
Yuck!
Chuck, I think I've fallen in love with her.
Oh!
Why, Fandango, of course. Who else?
The whole thing sounds screwy to me. Anyways, how'd you get them two shiners? Boy, I ain't seen two like that in a while.
Well, you see, Chuck, there was this guy, Duke, and he kept trying to take Fan away from me, and finally I had enough, so I decided to tell him his fortune.
Yeah, and you finish up with two black eyes. Ha ha, some fortune.
Oh, well, you can't win them all. But, Chuck, you gotta help me.
Why do you mean help you?
I still has one more free lesson, you see, and I want to take the bull by the horns and pluck up the courage and ask me to marry her.
Red, is you okay? I mean, you ain't got concussion or nothing.
No. I is fine.
Oh, boy.
Quick, slow.
History is happening before my very eyes.
Yeah, you got to help me, Chuck, old pal, old buddy, old soap. Huh? No, I'm sorry I said that.
So what do you want me to do?
You got to get Duke out of the way while I proposes.
Oh, and how does I do that?
Now, you and Mike comes to the studio tonight, huh? And you keeps him out of the way while I pops the question.
What?
Will you do it, huh? Chuck, old pal, old buddy, old friend, old soap.
Watch it, lame brain.
I got carried away, but Chuck... Will you do it?
On second thoughts, no, I will not. N-O, no. Hi there. Me and my broad here, we'd like to enroll in your classes.
And you couldn't have made a wiser decision. Remember, it's always fun time at Kelly's.
You could have fooled me.
Chuck, behave yourself.
Mm-hmm. You come to learn the noble art of ballroom dancing. Always happy to welcome new members.
Yeah, I'll bet. $10 a throw yet.
Oh, you know our fees.
No, just an unlucky guess.
Edwards, I won't tell you again.
Now, if we could just have a few personal things. Right now, Myrtle. Now, first of all, the hold. Put your left hand on my shoulder.
I know. I've been doing this for years.
Yes, of course. Now, I'll lead off with the left.
No, you don't.
Pardon?
You lead off with your right. Always does. I've been doing this for years. I should know.
All right, then, if you insist. Now, take the time for me. Slow, slow, quick, slow.
No, you're wrong.
Wrong?
Yeah, you're giving me slow foxtrot. The band's playing a quick step. I've been doing this for years.
And if you don't mind, I have been doing this for years.
Yeah? Well, you ain't like nothing, have you? I thought you were supposed to be an instructor.
Yes, I was, until you came along.
Ah, some instructor. Come on, let me show you how to dance.
Chief Anne, you was looking very pretty tonight.
I am? Well, thank you, Red. That's kind of you.
Yeah.
Well, Chick, you should have done a chassis there.
Oh, sorry. I forgot. I was thinking of you. Are you married?
No, not yet. I guess Mr. Rice hasn't come along yet.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
No, Red.
No?
You should have done a reverse turn there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I forgot again. I was thinking about you.
Red,
You must concentrate on your dancing.
Hello there, fans. Say, very mad if I cut in.
Well, I don't know.
Remember the rules of the house.
Be my guest. See you later, fam.
Thanks, pal. No hard feelings, huh, pal? Say, fan, did ever tell you about my ranch in Texas?
A ranch? In Texas?
Yeah.
Gee.
Reckon I must have about 2,000 head of cattle. I don't know, ain't counted them lately. Maybe three by now.
Gee, all them cows.
Steel.
Thanks.
What do you want, sir?
Now, Duke Manners, remember the house rules.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Cal, be my guest. Jerk.
To resume our conversation, I want to ask you a very important question.
Oh, no, Rick.
No?
You should have chassis to the left, then.
Oh, chassis, Schmassy. I want to ask you a very important question.
You do, Red? What is it?
Will
okay, fella, that's enough. I'm gonna cut in there.
Why?
Red, temper. Remember the house rules.
Be my guest, Schmo.
Hey, no one calls me that and gets away with it.
Now, Duke, you must try and be a gentleman. Tell me, how big is your spread?
How big? Well, I suppose about 2,000 or 3,000 acres. We ain't never bothered, really.
3,000 acres.
Gee, Chuck, every time I get Ron Grasper into the question, this Duke character cuts in again. What am I going
to
do?
Seems to me, Red, we got to use the old strategy. Remember, the best method of attack is defense.
Ain't you got that the wrong way around?
Not cool it, Willie. I'm concentrating. Red here wants to propose to Fanny.
You mean he wants to get married? He wants to settle down?
Yeah.
Leave it to me. I'm on my way.
There you are. Red is in the bag. Leave it to Moiter. As soon as she cuts in, away you goes, okay?
Oh, gee, Chuck. You and Moiter's real pals. Thanks.
Why, sure. Any time we want a roast or a barbecue, why, we just go out and round it up a steer.
Gee, that's so romantic.
Why, the last time we counted heads, it took us 3 weeks. Just don't know how many head of cattle we got.
Why, you must be so rich.
Well, last time I went in the bank, the manager called me sir, so I think I must be.
So romantic. And you dance divinely.
Oh, shuck.
Excuse me. Yeah. May I cut in?
Well, of all the
news. Now, fan, remember rules. Everybody must be ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. All right, then.
Yeah. Well, now, little lady, what's your name?
Oh, I'm Michael.
Say, that's a pretty name.
Oh, thanks.
No need to thank me. Old Duke always says what he thinks. Say, you're a real snappy dancer.
Oh, you really think so?
Yeah. We don't get them like you where I come from.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the guys.
Of course I do, but this time I mean it.
Oh, gee, you really has a fascinating way with you.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Excuse me, may I cut it?
No, punk, get out of here.
Well, nervous. Something.
You are interrupting a very personal conversation. Scram.
Remember the rules.
Yeah. You know what you can do with the rules. Now, get out of here.
Sometimes I think this job is really too much.
Now, Myrtle, and I was saying.
Okay, Red, now's your chance. Get going. All you have to do is pop the question.
Okay. Chuck, what does I say?
Why, it's easy. All you have to say is, Fan, I has worshipped you from afar.
Fan, I has shipped you away from the farm.
And I wishes to make you my bride.
And with fish I likes french fried. I got that.
Hey, wait a minute. Look at them two, will you?
Who?
Look at Michael and the Duke. If he had another pair of arms, he'd smother her.
Yeah, they certainly given it a go,
that
huh?
That is my broad. I ain't standing for that. Hey, you.
Yeah, I think that must be worth nearly half a million.
Oh, gee. Oh, how romantic.
You think so, Myrtle?
Hey, excuse me, Buster. Yeah. I just cutting in.
You get out of here, will you, jerk? I'm talking to the little lady.
Yeah. That little lady happens to be my broad, and nobody calls me a jerk.
That's all. Well, I happen to be doing that right now, jerk. Now, scram.
Oh, wise guy. How you was asking for my bunch of fights?
Now, gentlemen, please, remember the rules.
Get out of here.
Oh, nobody can I hadn't tried.
That goes for you too, little fat man. Scram.
That does it. That does it. Take that.
Oh, you want to make something of it, huh? Okay. Take that.
Ouch. Oh, Chuck, watch it. He'll kill
you. Hey, Red, you want a piece of the action?
Sure, sure. Come
on. Oh, reinforcements, huh? Right. I can manage a pair of you.
Oh, no.
Hold me, honey.
Oh, sure, sure. Everything's all right. Fan's got you.
Fan? Will you marry me?
Of course I will, honey. Of course I will.
Chuck, will you take me home?
And broads, I don't think Kowalski will be taking any dance lessons for some time after what happened there. Fandango turned out to be a first-class gold digger. Nah, not the kind of dame the genius should involve himself with. Yeah, maybe he's better off with me and Moitel. Hey, what am I saying? I must be my sugar. Would any of you broads be interested in taking him, huh? Yeah, I know. That's asking too much. Okay, that's it for this week.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Goodman. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.